smash your cake and eat it too. My mom used to get kind of rattled at me when I would smash my cake before I'd eat it. But it wasn't personal. I still smash my Three Musketeers candy bars before I eat them. Those cheating bastards pump them full of air and then charge the same as a Snickers. I always smash that little mother flat and smear it with peanut butter. Mom retaliated by switching to a mayonnaise cake recipe. That shit would spring back. Something about mayonnaise or egg whites or something. You had to drive a Tonka dozer over it to get it flat. It tasted kind of like mayonnaise, but it was still cake. And kids in Cambodia were starving. Remember when it was the Cambodian kids who were starving? I do. And who was I to bitch about mayonnaise cake? So what the hell? And again, a layer of peanut butter helped kill the mayonnaise a little. That's the best thing about whiskey cake. You don't have to smash it. The monks in Trappist, Kentucky make the best whiskey cake I know of. They call it fruit cake, but it's whiskey cake. They even disguise it with fruit and pecans, like good Christians. They shouldn't disguise it. I think they'd sell more if they called it whiskey cake. There's no ethanol in it. All the ethanol is evaporated, leaving behind Kentucky corn, rye, barley, and white oak. Damn. That's religion at its finest. I wonder whether Mom read about mayonnaise cake in Better Homes and Gardens or whatever. Does your son like to smash his cake flat before he eats it? Want to frustrate the little douche? Here's a wonderful recipe that will make him think he's getting real cake and will also get rid of that unused jar of mayonnaise in the back of the fridge, since your whole family prefers Miracle Whip now. I don't know. Could have been in Hints from Heloise. But Heloise wouldn't print the word douche. Had to be Better Homes and Gardens or something. Oh, shit. Now I realize that I look like a sexist. I'm saying that men make better cake than women. I didn't mean that. I might be saying that monks who spend 8 hours a day in prayer have to make really whoop-ass cakes so they can sell them for $30 a smack to support their prayer addiction. I might be saying that. But I'm also saying that little boys can be real ass cancers and moms must find refuge in passive aggression. I understand. It's okay. I'm glad my mom doesn't read this blog anymore. She used to read it when it was on Blogger, but it's a little too dirty for her to read now. I changed the feed when I moved it and didn't tell her. She probably thinks I've just gotten lazy and haven't posted anything. I don't want to have to take out all the good stuff. I've told her about my new site, though. It's my latest attempt at being serious. So, I need the adult supervision. She's proud of me, right now. So, please, nobody tell her how to fetch the new feed to this blog.